Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The sublime conduct of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam as far as rearing goats and sheep are concerned. It is a sunnah to raise goats. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept goats. Sayyidina Muhammad ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam had goats that used to graze near Mount Uhud during the day, and they used to rest near his home at night. One goat's name was Qamar. One day Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam found that it was missing, and he inquired about it. He was informed that it had died. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam inquired about its skin and said it would be purified through tanning. Sayyidina Laqit ibn Sabira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that he came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam in a delegation. Whilst walking with the delegation towards the pasture, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam heard the cry of a goat and inquired if it was due to give birth. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam instructed that one of those animals be slaughtered, and informed Laqit radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that it was being slaughtered as the number had increased over the usual 100, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that he always kept 100 goats. Whenever any one of them gave birth, one would be slaughtered, so that number always remained 100. Ibn al-Qayyum rahimahullah ta'ala has also written that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kept 100 goats only. As soon as the number increased, one would be slaughtered, so that that figure remained 100 always. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had names of a few goats, since Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, particularly the Arabs in general, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had names for a few of the goats, since Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam particular, and the Arabs in general had the habit of assigning names to things. Ibn Sa'ad rahimahullah ta'ala has listed the following 10 names: Ajwa, Zamzam, Suqya, Baraka, Warasa, It'al, Atraf, Fajara, Qatwa, and Yaman. Ibn al-Qayyum rahimahullah has written that 7 of these goats which gave milk used to stay with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umm Ayman radiyallahu ta'ala anha used to tend to these, and she would then take them for grazing. Cows. Hafiz ibn Salih rahimahullah has recorded from sources that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never reared cows. The cows that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam slaughtered on behalf of his wives on the occasion of Eid al-Adha were probably bought at that time. Living on goat's milk, Sayyidina Umm Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates, we had 7 goats and those used to be taken to Ahad or Jum'ar for grazing. In the evening, they used to be brought back home. We used to live on the milk of the goats and camels. When Sayyidina Urwa radiyallahu ta'ala anha asked his aunt Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha what they lived on, Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha informed him that the neighboring Ansar companions used to have goat's milk. They would send the milk to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a gift. May Allah ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallah wa bihamdihi. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.